I had to learn this the hard way after many, many years of over-exercising, overdoing, and under-eating, that not every emotional spiral is spiritual. And not every dysfunction or dis-ease in our bodies is spiritual or anything like that. Sometimes we just need to start eating. Sometimes what your body needs is a meal, a nap, a permission to stop overanalyzing, and just be able to fully rest our bodies and be okay with what we're eating. Because if you've had days where you're like anxious, edgy, you feel exhausted, maybe you have headaches, you crash between 2 and 4, or just those are the times where you feel just so tired and you're just like, something is wrong with me. But then you might realize, oh, like I forgot to eat, or I didn't eat that much, or I haven't eaten at all since yesterday, or I had a little something for breakfast and now I'm having a big dinner. And you just realize, like, maybe you did eat though, but maybe it was just like coffee and a protein bar, or you're really low on water intake today. So this episode, I'm really going to talk about just some blood sugar nourishment and how it affects our moods and our motivation and our emotions. And one of my favorite stories is just perfect for this example of how the Bible gives us just that permission and how God is so kind to meet us there, just to pause, eat before trying to push through. Now, again, I want to make it very clear that healing is not a one thing. There's multiple things that happen. But if there's anything I've recognized in my one-on-one coaching clients and things like that, and in myself, that so many women are under eating, which adds on to their stress and their ability to not handle stress, that then I find out they're working out and strength training and walking all these miles, which is good, but they don't have the food intake to support the expenditure that they're doing, which is putting more stress on the nervous system. And so it continues to not feel safe under that. But before we get started, I wanted to remind you, this month, the course, my course, Untangle Your Thoughts, is 30% off. And during this month, if you purchase the course this month, you will also get access to my other course for free. Yes, for free. So buy this course, 30% off, Untangle Your Thoughts, and you also get my other course for free, which is called Biblical Framework to Overcome Emotional Eating, which kind of goes together with today's episode. So it's important to me. And most importantly, I don't want you to just have more information. I don't want you to sit for hours and hours and hours and just, you know, take in more. My goal is to help you implement. There's lessons, there's homework with the lessons. So you're implementing what you're learning. That's important to me. And I just want you to be able to overcome negative thought patterns that keep you stuck. I want you to get to the root of your beliefs about yourself, others, and God. But most importantly, I want it to be affordable for you. And if you're just not ready to go through one-on-one coaching yet and you want something that's self-paced, it's perfect for you. So head to the show notes, get Untangle Your Thoughts for 30% off. And during this month, if you purchase it this month, the month of August, you will also get my other course for free that is Biblical Framework to Overcome Emotional Eating. Okay, let's start talking about this topic though. Sometimes when I'm talking with my clients, I say to them, like, let's go back to the basics. We need some questions to ask ourselves before we start getting into like the heavy stuff. I'm like, where are you at sometimes in your cycle or your lab work? Did you sleep well last night? I take into consideration, do they have little kids at home, like babies? Again, sleep. Did you eat enough? How are you moving your body? Because they might not need this big breakthrough for the day. They just might need some magnesium, right? They might not need all this prayer and deeper work. They just might need some protein. And I think that this just makes us human. It makes us realize our limits and the things that we need that we push aside. And one of the first examples I thought of when I wanted to do this episode was in 1 Kings 19:3 through 8. Elijah had just faced a spiritual battle. He had seen, you know, fire fall from heaven. He was confronted with false prophets. He had poured himself out in obedience. And then he just like collapsed. He ran into the wilderness and he laid under a tree and he just prayed that he might die. So verse 4 says, "I've had enough, Lord," he said, "take my life." And I think some of that was fear. He was also on kind of a little bit like, you know, on the run in a sense, just running from some things. He had fear. And it's almost, we could say it's emotional burnout. You know, we could say just he had gone through so much to that point, whatever it is. But we want to see what God did. Did he preach at Elijah? Did he tell him to push through, pray harder, get up, get going? No, we don't see that. What it says is all at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." And then Elijah looked up and saw a hot meal and water. So then Elijah then goes on to eat. He laid back down and the angel came again. Angel said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." I just love that story. It sounds so simple, but it's also so complex in the sense of how, if we keep pushing ourselves to the extent and we are just burnt out, exhausted, living under fear, and we've just gone through these battles, right? You are being obedient to the Lord. You're saying yes, but you're not eating and you're not taking care of the body and being present with your body. This is just one side of things that we often ignore, because as women, we tend to hate our bodies. We tend to beat ourselves up even more about our bodies. And God's response to Elijah's kind of meltdown is food, rest, repeat. There was no like, get up. There was no shame. It's kind of like God just met him where what he needed. And if we kind of look at this from a more, you know, clinical perspective, your brain needs steady fuel to function, period. And so when your blood sugar drops or dips too low or it swings too fast, your body can react with irritability, anxiety, brain fog, shakiness, edginess, or kind of just feeling flat and numb, because your body interprets a blood sugar crash kind of as danger, and that activates your sympathetic nervous system. That's why you can maybe feel anxious for no reason. You might feel exhausted after a sugar high. You might feel unmotivated to go through your to-do list. And this isn't like a character flaw sometimes. It just might be that you are under eating. Now, if you under eat for like a day or even maybe a week, because like there's a wedding week or something happens, it doesn't impact your body as much as maybe somebody like me that really realized that for probably the last 20 years of my life, I had been under eating. So no wonder my body was starting to hold on to weight and tired and all the things. I was over-exercising. I was under eating in most of my 20s. Then I get to my 30s and I slowly came back off of the over-exercising, but I was still under eating. I had food fear. I had body dysmorphia. And now 37, going on 38, it took me this long to really, because tracking was always a trigger. And then tracking now has become a tool. So what once was a trigger has now become a tool to hold me accountable, because whenever you're stressed, you know, I always tell myself, well, I'm just going to intuitively eat. Well, me intuitively eating, when your body's already stressed out, for me personally, I don't have much of an appetite. Like I'll eat and I'll be like, oh, I'm full. But what was happening is me just, you know, intuitively eating, being in a stressed out state, I was still under eating based on my step count, workout style. So I had to start tracking so that I could be accountable to eat more. This is important. And again, this is something I talk about with my one-on-one coaching clients. I really do want to touch on this a lot more in courses, but how important it is to be eating enough. So here are just a few, just three practical tools for you today. Again, not a nutritionist, not a dietitian, not claiming to be. These are just some tools. Some people will agree with you. There's so much facts out there. Listen to your body. What makes you feel good? If you have been in a chronic state of stressed out, all the things like me, then these are things that I typically live by. I eat breakfast within 60 to 90 minutes of waking. I always make sure I have enough protein, fiber, and healthy fat. So I used to have a very small breakfast. It used to just be a shake. And I would be exhausted, kind of like tired by like lunch. I had tried intermittent fasting. That's not good. I felt terrible in a stressed out state again, you might feel great. Me personally, I was living under immense amount of stress, chronic years over exercising and under eating. And in the fast, the intermittent winning fast, like if I would go until wait till like 11 to eat, I still wasn't eating enough in the window. So it really wasn't helping me. It was actually making me worse. Just making sure, again, eating within 60 to 90 minutes of waking. The second thing, we want to anchor every meal around protein, especially lunch. So don't overcomplicate this. Do not. Protein just slows the absorption of carbs and keeps your blood sugar steady. So it helps with serotonin, dopamine, and just kind of some mood supporting. So again, I know everywhere right now is like, eat your protein, eat it, eat it, eat it. It's important. It's true. We just don't want to like, you don't have to go crazy, you know? Maybe start with aiming for 100 for the day and see how you feel. Because that would be almost close to 20 to 30 grams of protein at each meal. And if you had a snack. So we just want to be consistent there. Number three, don't wait until you're starving to eat. If you have not trained your hunger cues to come back online, it's so important because when your body is in overdrive, it may not have those hunger cues. So you might think I'm not hungry when your body is really needing the food so that it can feel safe again. So we need to honor it like Elijah did with a meal and rest. God cares about your mind. Yes, he cares about your emotions, but he also created your body. He doesn't shame you in your physical needs. We have to be mindful of that. He honors them. And we have to know that we are his temple. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Honor God with your body. Elijah didn't get scolded for needing food. It was provided. So just checking in with yourself right now. When did you eat last? Did you have enough protein and fat? And I always say, take out the fat, take out the carbs. Start with one thing, habit stack. I do this with my clients, habit stack. Get the protein first. Then we can go from there. And then you can say, is my body asking for something that I'm ignoring? And then we can invite God into it. God, help me care for my body the way that you care for me. So let's just kind of stop glorifying exhaustion. You know, let's stop glorifying the go, 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 keep going, keep doing all the things, and just start seeing it as a signal. Like, we need to take care of ourselves. This is the body that you've been given. Holy Spirit dwells within you. It's okay to take a few minutes to eat because this can cause you to feel more anxious, more edgy, unmotivated. Could just be some blood sugar that needs to be balanced. God built your body to need fuel and rhythm, and he doesn't shame you for that. So you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to rest. You're allowed to stop blaming yourself. Again, this is one side of the healing journey that I think often gets missed. And I see it time and time again, whether it's people that go through my course or people that I work one-on-one with. I really hope that this gave you kind of permission to maybe stop overthinking, stop listening to all the things in social media, and just get back to your body. Like, what do you need? What do you want? Like, what is God asking and saying to you? Because that's what we need to stop pushing through. We need to pause, we need to eat, and we need to let God meet us under our own tree. So take a minute at the end of this podcast and just think, what can you do today to nurture your body and be present with the Lord? When it comes to just eating, are you eating enough? Because you might be eating healthy, but I don't know if you're eating enough, especially calories, to support the work and the stress and the running around of catching kids that you might be doing. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.